the police in the city are too reliant on the superheroes coming in and solving everything for them. Iconoclast really had everything handled, so the police really weren't doing anything. So, what I'm thinking is I would like to establish a sort of red phone with the police headquarters to let them know where to go and when to be ready. Now, the thing is, I know the police aren't going to change if I just come in and ask them to.
Admittedly, setting up ways that we can focus people's efforts into being more helpful and keeping people out of the way, that all sounds well, fine, and good. However, unfortunately, the police force and the superhero community are separate entities, and we do not have the power to influence them in any undue way. We are volunteers that are more ably suited for certain situations.
Sitting here and not doing anything about it just doesn't really, you know, that's not what we do, right?
I know you are eager to make the world a better place and institute the kind of change you want to see in the world, and that is admirable.
I don't care if it was a ruse or anything. The way you acted.
I'm sorry?
The way you acted with Scarlet Fear, even if you were pretending, I don't know. I don't know at this point. I don't know what your intentions are. I don't anymore.
Eclipse was doing her best to help.
This morning, you guys were telling me to do nothing, and then when I try to strategize and include doing nothing into my strategy, all you guys want to do is punch and fight.
Because that's what this job entails. You have to learn when to do nothing and when to punch and fight.
Eclipse kept Scarlet Crusader out of that fight. I know you might not agree with their methods or fully trust their judgment, but like it or not, they did help.
Thank you for your feedback.
Last time, Laura went off, Silver Bullet went off to fix their suit. Dragonfly went home. Eclipse was at the hotel. This morning, everything is seeming very quiet. Whereas most days, it's like very busy. People are running around and you kind of see heroes moving around doing various little mini gigs and stuff. But it's oddly quiet this morning.
Are we getting to the end of the testing period? Like, are the judges ready to?
From what you can tell, they're going to be spending maybe a week on this, 7 or so days.
So it's been almost a week.
It's been 3 or 4 days.
I will say, this morning, you guys do not get a message from Eclipse at all.
For Chase, that's fine. He's been having a tough week.
Yeah, did Silver Bullet go back to Dragonfly's apartment?
No.
Mm.
I think she went and crashed with Simulacrum.
Oh. Ah. Well, he definitely let you in. Was a little confused because, you know, you've told him before that you have a place here, but he still was happy to see you and let you stay.
It was one of those like, hey, I know I said, but like, what if we hung out and like had a sleepover for no reason? Just like we should hang out and be friends. That kind of thing.
Yeah, you help him with his calculus homework a little.
Oh, yeah. Laura does not know how to do calculus.
Listen, I took AP calculus. I don't know how to do calculus, so valid.
Yo, same. What's math?
I don't think anyone really knows how to use calculus.
Don't worry, baby. Calculus can't hurt you. It's not real.
It's true.
Did I just hear Rowan give a very detailed sigh?
I mean, I'm trying to think of whether or not what I do for my job involves calculus.
Programming and coding, yeah.
I do a lot of math. But at this point, it's just math to me. It's not like, this is physics,
no.
This is calculus, this is algebra. It's all the same thing, it's just math.
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
I do vectors and stuff, mostly.
Gross.
Okay.
Listen, it's fun throwing characters around the screen.
No, you should feel bad about that.
But Riley, Rowan is the one who makes stuff like your games that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just like chicken nuggets, I don't want to think about how it's made.
We but we love it anyway.
I just want to enjoy the finished product. Blissfully ignorant. Don't tell me video games are made out of math. It'll ruin the thing.
True.
Back to
this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, time to do our little dice math game.
Oh, girl, don't tell me TTRPGs are made out of math. It'll ruin the experience.
Oh, man, wait till you hear about Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I don't.
Seth's the one that frequently pulls up calculators and waits while the rest of us pull up calculators. Like, my God.
Thank God we're not doing Pathfinder on our show. Ugh.
Laura and Lucas go out to breakfast together. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Is that me playing the?
That's sweet.
Is this me playing the game?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It is.
Laura takes him to Laura asks him what the best diner in town is. They go to a little diner.
Oh, he definitely takes you to a breakfast diner that has. He loves the Eggs Benedict, and he gets that every time.
Yes.
I don't know what Laura gets, but it has a lot of chorizo in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
She just needs meat.
Yeah. He's eaten his Eggs Benedict, and he's like, so how's the job going?
Do you mean my actual job, or do you mean the business trip I've taken down to here?
Yeah, the business trip. He rolls his eyes.
My business trip, she says, and gestures vaguely with the massively overstuffed breakfast burrito she has in one hand, is bad.
Yikes, really?
Chorizo falls out of the thing. She's like, swears a little and picks it up, shoves it in her mouth.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad would you say it is?
I genuinely don't know why the process is taking this long. It seems that every single day some new wackadoo comes crawling out of the woodwork with grand plans for the power vacuum that Dr. Iconoclast left behind.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. You know how some court trials take months to finish because just no one can agree on a verdict?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what's happening. And I think part of it might also be that they're stalling to try and convince me to just step in.
I mean, she raises eyebrows and looks at him.
Which I haven't agreed.
Just make everything,
Just because it would be easier doesn't mean it would be best.
No, but what if it was...
For the city or for me.
That's true, but what if it was easiest and best?
Well, then I guess we'll just have to find out.
And, the thing is, it's not even just the supervillains crawling out of the woodwork. I can handle that. It's all the superheroes crawling out of the woodwork, too. It seems that, every other day, not only have I, had to deal with, three different supervillains all thinking this was their time to stand in the spotlight, but, I've met so many superheroes here that are, also trying to shoot their shot.
Yeah, and I've met a few here too. And there's been so much stuff going on that I've had to put off classes. I'm behind on a lot of work right now.
It's just a little frustrating and exhausting. And I came here to help out the transition, make sure everything goes smoothly. And I know Future Man's here too, which has been honestly nice to know.
Oh, I saw your mom is in town.
Yes, I called her about just a thing that happened yesterday. You don't have to worry about it. Angry bite out of her burrito.
Sad bite out of his Eggs Benedict. Well, it's not going to last too much longer. I know that for sure. They can't put it off for forever. So, fingers crossed.
Nor should they.
Fingers crossed it works out for everyone. Hey, you know what? I know you said you didn't want to be chosen, but if you do, it means we get to hang out more.
Oh no, if I get chosen, I'm turning it down. I already have a city. I can't leave the people that actually are counting on me. And even if I did, why would I? They have 80, there's 80 people here all lining up. Say, ooh, pick me, pick me, pick me. I have actual real responsibilities.
Well, maybe I'll move over there.
Chokes on some of her breakfast burrito.
I joke. Unless. No. But maybe. He finishes off his eggs Benedict and takes a swig of water.
You know I can just fold you up like a pretzel, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, as long as you're aware. Don't be a jerk.
Hey, I ship them. They're cute.
Yeah, and they continue to have a nice breakfast together.
Eclipse or Dragonfly, do you want to explain what you're doing? I assume Dragonfly, you're having kind of the normal morning.
Pretty much. Probably actually kind of took the time to wake up early and, like, go for a run.
Oh.
It's been a stressful week, and he's been kind of building up all this anger that he does not like to have. So he woke up early, even before the sun went out, which normally is not his thing, and he's took a run, kind of, around. Just a big ol' guy running around. Like a tank top and basketball shorts, listen to some music.
Yeah, it's like I was saying earlier, it's a pretty quiet morning, which is really a breath of fresh air for you as you're taking this run.
Mm-hmm.
So you're running around, taking your loops around the area to just kind of clear your mind from trying to get out your stress and anger. And you're passing a bus stop and some people are getting off the bus and you hear your name called out. It's like, oh my gosh, hey Chase. And you turn and you see kind of this androgynous kid who kind of waves at you, and you would recognize them as the night shift at your IT job, Grant.
Okay. Chase just kind of blinks a few times and goes, oh, hey Grant, didn't expect to see you out while I'm on a run.
Yeah, I was able to get off work early, so I'm headed back to go to bed.
Yeah, I woke up early for the day, but glad you got off early.
Grace is covering the IT while I'm away for a few minutes until you get there, so.
Yeah,
It's been wild, huh, with all of the villains going around, everything's breaking.
Yeah, it's been insane. I've been caught up in it so many times. That's why it's been late, unfortunately. Like, literally heading to work, bam.
Oh, yeah, I totally get it. Like, yesterday, I think, it's weird with night shift. I think it was yesterday. Just, like, all that stuff was going on, and I was stuck in, like, a car went flying and almost hit mine.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know who it was. There was so much going on.
Chase does not think about the car that Laura like Chase and just goes, yeah, like it really is just one of those wild, wild things. And
yeah, I hear they're working out the hero thing though, so that should be over soon.
Yeah.
I think when we have an official patron, everything will kind of calm down a little.
Hopefully. I don't even know. I haven't really been keeping up with it even. It's just been so busy trying to do job and not get attacked by a villain and...
You and me both, man.
And taking care of Nikki, so...
Oh, yeah. How is Nikki?
A little brat, as per usual.
Makes sense. Well, you tell him I said hi.
Will do. He is definitely still conked out. He does not wake up this early.
As I should be, too. And he starts to head back to where his apartment is.
Yeah, you should get home.
See you around.
Yeah, you too, man. Maybe see you tomorrow morning, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good.
And they turn around and head on their way.
Chases. He just finishes the run and gets Nikki ready for the day.
Oh.
Maybe Nikki can finally arrive at school on time.
It hasn't been his fault!
Eclipse, what are you doing this morning?
So Eclipse is in her hotel room working hard. She has the laptop out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really looking through it. She had kind of a rough night trying to figure out what's the best plan of action to do, given the events of the last episode and last night for her. She was kind of trying to figure out, like, what she could do to be better, but finally she decided, Future Man believes in me for who I am now. So that means more to me than anything else they could say.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So she's, even if she has to go it alone, she's going to do it her way.
Oh.
So what is your way?
I just want to say, does Laura have Eclipse's number?
You all have the burner phone.
Right.
And that's what I was saying, like, Eclipse normally would send out a message in the morning the past couple days, but today she didn't send out a message.
Yeah. You get a thumbs up emoji.
No prompt, just thumbs up.
No, yeah, just you get texted, Laura texted, like, a little thumbs up emoji, just, you know. Just a little, like, hey, I support you. Thumbs up. General approval, though no specific statements.
So I'm going to be doing the move for investigating the laptop. But do we need to do our respect stats?
Yes, we do, if you're making rolls. Let's see. Eclipse.
I'm actually going to take off on respect for Dragonfly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Solid. I did that already for you. And I kept back because it would have been a while ago.
I think I'm also going to lose a respect with Dragonfly.
Oh, no.
I mean, just to put him down at a 2, I still think highly of Dragonfly, but Laura didn't like how things went last night. So.
Once it gets up to a 3, doesn't it get reset back to 0?
It reset,
anyways? Yeah,
it was at 0.
Oh, really? Oh, geez, I thought it had to go past 3.
Oh, no, when it gets to 3.
Well, then it would be at a 0. I'm sorry, I thought 3 was the cap.
That means you get an experience.
Okay, so then it would be at 0, which, yeah, fine. Oh, I got an experience.
Which means nothing right now. So I'm going to do Will for you, Eclipse. You have the most respect for Silver Bullet. So Riley, choose one.
I'll be nice, Will.
I already chose Will.
We already got Will.
Oh, then I'll be nice, Genius.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, the stats you're definitely going to use.
Silver Bullet. Yeah. I'm going to do Speed for you. And you have the most respect for Simulacrum.
He has yet to do anything to make me sad.
So, Jamie, what does Simulacrum decide?
Yeah.
Bravery. I would like him to highlight being a brave boy.
Let's do Will for you, too. And Dragonfly. Let's do Might.
Yes, finally.
And most respect for Silver Bullet. Riley, choose another one.
For Dragonfly, Might.
I just chose Might. Pay attention.
Right, sorry. No, I don't need to listen to... I don't need to listen to what stats other characters might use in the future.
To the GM,
Speed.
Though? Speed? Okay.
No, I'm not the GM this season. I can tune all the way out of that.
Pay attention to the DM.
Speed. I'm doing bookkeeping.
Okay, so it's at Speed.
Eclipse. You're rolling investigate?
Yes. So what Eclipse is trying to do is, because we kind of, like, arrived a little late to the last fight that we had, like, we had arrived after it had already, like, stuff had gone down, people were in danger, all that. So what Eclipse is trying to do is, this time she's really just scouring every single screen and camera feed to look for signs of suspicious activity, to be there before, like, whatever villains even make their first move.
Okay, so roll for that then.
So that is an 8.
On an 8. 7 to 9, you choose one. The answers aren't clear, you give away a secret of your own, you've walked into a trap.
I think, honestly, I'm gonna say you've walked into a trap, because I feel like that's perfect.
Perfect, because that plays into exactly what's about to happen anyway.
I knew it was gonna happen.
Like, I feel like that's just the best story-wise, like...
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Eclipse is gonna take initiative and walk straight into this trap.
Yeah, so you're clicking through these cameras, trying to keep an eye on anything that's happening. And you're also noticing, like, it's oddly quiet out today. Like, normally there would be, like, small sets of villains running around trying to rob a bank or get a cash register or something. And, like, it's been growing up incrementally in how many villains are out per day and stuff over the past few days. But there just aren't really any out today, which is super weird. And as you're clicking through, you see... kind of like this, it's in black and white. All of your cameras are in black and white. But you see this weird glow pass over the screen. And you're like, oh, that's weird. Maybe it was a glitch. And so you keep going, trying to make, thinking about keeping that in the back of your head. And as you click to another camera, you see the glow again. But this time, there were people on screen. It's in front of a little grocery store. And all of the people that the glow passed over, they all stop moving, drop whatever they have, as this, you see these little runes grow around their head like a floating circlet, and they all just stop moving and all lift their heads at once and start moving in the same direction. And you're like, oh that's no. Super weird. And so you start clicking faster through the cameras, trying to catch whatever's going on. You're following this glow and you keep seeing it everywhere and you can't find what's causing it. But then you realize, based on the streets that the cameras are on, it's coming to you too. And the glow passes over you. And I'm going to need everyone to stand firm as this glow passes over them.
Oh, immediately.
Okay.
I want to say that the moment the runes, like, start to appear, Eclipse is just like, Phantom Hex.
Oh, the camera zooms in slowly on your face and you see it all dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the glow passes over and she's like,
I got a 7.
Let's see, stand firm.
I got a new experience point.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm well on my way to level 5, you guys.
I also got another experience point.
Oh, no. Dragonfly, you're the only one.
Oh, God.
This might be how it was always meant to be, honestly.
Oh.
Okay, so I got a 7 to 9.
On a 7 to 9, you choose one. Take pain in addition to any other pain taken. Which, in this case, none. So you would take one pain. Give up on an immediate or short-term goal, which might be taking your nephew to school. And give way. Blank is not halted, but you take +1 ongoing against them. That can't that, really happen.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
I mean, if give way means give in to the...
No! No, I'm not doing that. No. I think... Okay, listen, do you know how little I actually get hurt in these? I think I actually want to take one pain. I want to give them that right. I'm... This is something...
That's exactly what I said last session, right before I almost died.
Okay, But I have armor.
Okay, but I'm built different.
No, yeah, but yeah, go for it, though. For real, though, go for it.
So take one pain as you feel this wave pass over you and this innate, like, feeling of protection for Nikki overtakes you as, like, mom reflex takes over and you pull yourself through and you do not get possessed.
Jeez, yeah.
But does Nikki?
Fuck!
Maybe.
No!
Maybe.
Not my nephew! Fuck! Let him be! He's a kid!
So Dragonfly, you feel this Passover, you manage to pull through, and you immediately think, oh no, Nikki. And you run into the other room, and you do see Nikki standing in the middle of his room, and he has the circlet of runes around his head. And he looks up at you and just screams and runs at you.
Oh boy. When that happens, Chase holds up his head and goes, Nikki, listen to me. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, please. He's trying. He doesn't want to do anything to his poor nephew. Yeah.
If you are not going to try and run or do something to wake him up, I'm going to need you to roll another stand firm as Nikki tries to punch you.
Okay, he's a kid. I should be fine.
Yeah, you're a superhero with, yeah, like, enhanced durability.
Is that really a stand firm, or is that just, like, something you can do as a normal?
I mean, if the child's empowered by the possession magic, it would be.
It does also say stand firm does count as emotionally.
Oh, it's the emotional. Okay.
Yeah, this is an... This is absolutely an emotional...
I thought the possession made him, like demon-possessed strong, you know what I mean?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He is still a child, but he is much stronger than he should be for a child.
Okay,
Oh, man. Laura got, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so did Eclipse.
Laura and Eclipse immediately got possessed.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I did not get that.
Oh.
I got a 6.
Oh, no.
I have goodwill. Like,
I thought more of you were going to pass this.
Okay, the only reason I have a thing for stand firm, but that's if I'm holding back a massive object.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
This is a small child.
The massive object you're holding back is the weight of parenthood. The crushing weight of fatherly responsibilities.
Yeah, that's why he's not gonna punch a child.
Yeah, he's coming at you. He is screaming and flailing his arms at you. He's trying to hit you and seemingly take you down, but he can't do any damage to you. However, I'm trying to see if there's a tag I can give you.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm going to give you the slowed tag. When something is slowing you down, you take -1 forward. The thing that is slowing you down is you don't want to hurt Nikki.
Sounds right.
So the next roll you make, you have a -1 to it. Eclipse and Silver Bullet, I need both of you to take the... What is it? I need you both to take the enthralled tag.
Ah, don't like that.
Enthralled.
You can take no action other than obeying orders given. You cease to be enthralled if the target takes pain or another tag.
Okay.
So your current orders are kill all heroes.
Cool. am I still with Simulacrum?
Yes, you are. I think you have just left the restaurant and we're saying your goodbyes.
Okay, yeah. Laura leaps at Simulacrum.
Oh, no!
What are you rolling for this?
I mean, I said I have to kill him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I roll smacka.
All right, roll strike.
I roll smacka.
I would like to roll the smacka. Can she speak? Like, can she, like, get out a thing? or?
It's a very kind of like a vampire thrall kind of deal, like the low level thrall of this is a widespread spell. It's not a focused one.
How much Laura is left? Like, how much Silver Bullet is left inside her head? Like, could she say something to Lucas?
I think you can speak a little bit, but using fate terms, it's like madness enhancement.
Okay.
When
the runes go around her head, she, like, kind of, like, drops her phone and clutches at it. And then, fur starts to go up her arms and her fingers begin to transform into claws. When she opens her eyes, they are yellow wolf eyes, and she looks at Lucas and she just goes, "Run!" And then she swings at him and gets a 7.
Oh, on the 7. They choose one. They take pain unless they halt. They're defeated, but you take pain. They exchange pain with you. Incapacitated but undefeated, temporarily lose an advantage or ability. The easy answer would be to say they are defeated but you take pain, which would snap you out of it, but he's under the impression that this might be a life or death situation and doesn't want to be defeated.
Yeah, but if I take another tag, I'm freed, right?
Yeah, if you take a tag.
So if he does the exchange tags and pain, then we just both get hurt and then I'm snapped out of it.
Yeah, I think...
He's gotta know how to break an enchantment spell. He was a side, like a magic sidekick for a while.
Yeah, he's gonna try and do that. He is going to reach into his powers and try and undo the curse that has been put on you, the hex.
Sure.
He hasn't really been using his powers much, which is hard for him, but he manages to place his hand onto your head as you're coming at him. You scratch him, and he's going to take the bleeding tag. But
he also takes 2 harm, because when I hit someone, they take 2 pain.
Okay, so no tag for him, then.
Yeah.
But he's taking those 2 pain, and... You are going to take the spent tag as you have the circle of runes around your head kind of shatters and falls off kind of like glass down your head. And you feel so mentally exhausted. Like you just had a big argument with your parents, kind of exhausted.
Laura just kind of stumbles and drops to her knees.
Laura, are you okay? What just happened?
Oh, man. I don't know. What happened? You tell me.
Some weird light passed over you, and then, like, little symbols went around your head. Like a weird crown.
I feel like I got mind freaked.
You look like you got mind freaked.
Oh man, did I drop my phone? Shoot. Wait, no, people, we gotta help the people.
Yeah, as you're thinking about your phone and then you think about that, you see he's already looking up and he's put his hand on your shoulder and you look up and you see everyone else in this area has turned to you as well.
Cool, cool.
Eclipse, you're in your room.
Mm-hmm. Eclipse is headed up to the roof now.
Ooh.
I'm gonna ask, because the investigate kinda like she walked into the trap and we didn't really learn anything, can I apply the investigate towards while she was looking for villains, she also got the location of some heroes as well?
Ooh, yes. Oh, no. You saw some heroes around.
Because it was a mixed success, and I felt like there wasn't much success when she just got it. Yeah. Okay, so she knows where some heroes are.
I will say, for when you wake up, you did kind of pinpoint the direction that the circle was coming out from.
I see, like an epicenter or something.
Yeah.
Well, Eclipse is going to go up to the roof, and since she vaguely knows the locations of some heroes in the area, she's going to start sending out massive chains in, like, every direction to start ripping apart the buildings that the heroes may have been in or near.
Oh! Whoa!
And is that a strike or an improvise?
Ooh, let's see. What's improvise say? I'm going to say improvise. Because even on a 7-9, one of the costs is it puts innocence at risk.
I figured.
Great.
Well, I did get a 5. But I think I'm going to... So, like, logically as a player, I shouldn't spend the power on this. I should let her fail this. But it would just be so cool.
Oh, it looks so dope, though.
Yeah, so I'm going to re-roll that. It's still... I rolled a 1 again.
Oh, no!
So it's still a 5.
I was going to say, doesn't that, like, make it real bad?
She failed. Even though she spent power, she failed.
Yeah, this is interesting, because you're trying to tear something down, but you failed. And usually, the consequences for roles like this is something bad happens, which you were trying to do something bad.
Maybe it's worse?
Something bad could happen to them.
Like, her goal was to go for... That too. I was going to say her goal was, like, sending these giant chains towards the heroes. Maybe she just starts, like, straight up, it's hurting innocence along the way.
Mm.
Like, it's not selective at this point. It's just
this really sucks for Eclipse's image, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it. She's up on the rooftop sending out giant chains in a giant network that are just smashing through buildings. Like,
You know what? You do it. You're tearing down these buildings, and you are just ripping off the walls. There's glass shattering everywhere. And you hear something that's very weird to you as an enthralled person, but you see a car drive in, and it looks like they drove from out of town, and they've stepped out of their car, and you hear a camera flashing sound from their phone.
Oh,
it's Susan Street, just like I Oh, shoot.
And it looks like this person came from out of town, and they didn't get got by the radius of the spell. So they are conscious as they see you do this.
Yeah.
But you do find a hero. Let's see which one you got. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I rolled a d4. To see which hero you got. Because I have 3 heroes, not including Penumbra. Not Penumbra. Not including Simulacrum. And I was, if I got a 4, I was just going to re-roll. You got Cricket.
Oh, no! The
Cricket,
kid?
No!
The kid?
You leave him be!
Let the kid be!
You leave him alone!
Nah, this is who Eclipse was meant to be. Y'all are lucky she went to the good side.
Yeah. You are using these chains to tear everything up. Can you fly or float?
She can with the chains, but I think she's... Because she's using it for a different purpose, it's not like...
Ooh, you know what it is?
She's just up on the roof.
I think she's like kind of tightrope walking between buildings using the chains.
Oh.
She's just moving through the town trying to pull out any heroes and find them.
Yeah, she could do that.
And as you're doing this, you see this little kid, and not a young little kid, but this young adult come up in the iridescent green suit. The cricket light wings, the shell is up and the cricket light wings are out so that he's flying up. And he sees you and he's like, no, Eclipse?
Also, good on Cricket for having the willpower to,
yeah, to fight good on the him.
He was too busy the playing bug, video games. He was watching the stream. The
bug hero's out here for the win.
He was already hypnotized by the video games.
Bug hero's out here for the win.
Yeah.
Why isn't Cricket Dragonfly's sidekick?
Because Dragonfly isn't a full-on, like, he's...
Yeah.
He will be. Soon.
I'm just saying, I feel like that's, like, a good relationship that we could get going.
Oh, absolutely!
Next season.
Yeah. But Cricket is going to try and stop you.
Oh, no.
Cricket tries to talk to you a little, but it's clearly not going to do anything. So, Cricket, there's... On the edges of the shell that kind of imitate a cricket shell that have come up to reveal the wings, you see what looks like little speakers along them, and these sound waves start to come from them and shoot at you. And you basically hear, like, bass drops at you.
Cool. Should I steal myself?
Not steal yourself. That's basically to heal or shake off a tag. This would be closer to stand firm, I believe.
Stand firm? Oh, yeah. Stand firm makes sense. Oh, I got... What is that? A will? Oh, there's a will. There's a way. I got a 9.
Ah, and a 9. You choose one.
Give way. They are not halted, but you take +1 on going against them in this scene.
Ooh.
So yeah, Eclipse is like, well, now that I found one, I don't need to be shooting these all over the place towards everyone. I'm going to focus on this one.
Yeah, so you pull in all your chains and you've stopped attacking everything. So he gets what he wants, but also you are zeroing in on him.
Yep. And I have +1 and going towards him.
Oof. Oh no.
Eclipse, good fighter. And y'all just...
Yeah, Eclipse is scary, actually.
No, this yeah, never has I been up for that. Debate. Eclipse has been good. In every fight, Eclipse has been good. Eclipse is, I think, the best built character in terms of just character sheets.
He lands down on the top of the roof, and he's trying to keep the base going to try and, like, keep you at bay.
I like that line, though, in that context.
Keep the base going.
Trying to keep the base going.
Look, you gotta keep the base going.
Dun, 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 gotta dun, keep the party dun, pumping. Dun,
dun, I gotta dun, say, dun, dun. I did name that move Bass Drop.
Yes!
But he's keeping them going and trying to keep you at bay, but he's lowered them to try and talk to you. And he's like, come on, Eclipse. I know this isn't you. I know that you've been trying to be a hero. You're not a villain anymore. Come on. Listen to me.
Does, I guess we kind of established that you can't really do much while you're in trouble.
Yeah, we established that you can speak a
little. Yeah, no. But it's kind of like you have a very one-track mind of like you want to kill heroes.
Yeah. So when he's saying that, Eclipse just kind of goes, heroes? What have heroes ever done for me?
Hmm.
And she's going to strike back at him.
Oh. Not the child.
Don't worry, he's fine.
What'd you get?
I failed, it's a 6.
Okay, so...
Y'all, I'm so close to leveling up twice now.
Oh my gosh!
Oh wait, hold up. Never mind, I had that +1 ongoing. So I did succeed on that hit.
Oh no!
I did succeed on that hit.
Oh no, I did a good job.
Oh, no.
So on a 7-9, they choose 1. Okay, I think this one does make sense. They are defeated and you take pain. Because you are insanely strong and this is a little guy. They are trying to hold up their best against you. We have a little scene, like a fight scene of him trying to dodge all of your attacks as you throw these chains at him. Either physical or magical, but all of the above. And he's doing his best. He's dodging and weaving between all of them.
It looks like a bug in a spider web.
It does. And eventually he's able to get close enough to try and swing a punch at you. But he also blasts the bass from his speaker at the same time. So it's more of the bass hitting you than even his fist. And right as he does that, shove him back against the wall with the chains, and he is conked out. but you are going to take a pain.
And I lose the tag enthralled?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of stumbles over and is like trying to get sense of her surroundings. And she like sees the wreckage, and then she sees Cricket, and she's like, is that me? Oh my god. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. Please be okay. And she like runs over and like picks him up and holds him. She's like, are you still breathing? Are you okay?
He is breathing from what you can tell. He is in, similar to Dragonfly, he is in the full body armor suit. But from what you can tell, with his neck revealed, you can like feel a heartbeat and you can feel a little bit of breathing from his mouth. So he is okay. He is alive. He just hit his head a little. And as you're checking on him, you feel relieved as you know that he's going to be okay. You see a shadow go over you and you look up. And now that you are awake and on the rooftop, so you can easily see this, there are these giant, monstrous eldritch creatures in the sky flying through the air. And you...
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
You see Future Man and Philosopher up there trying to hold them at bay.
Yes. Summoned creatures.
Yeah. If you've watched...
The ability I didn't shake as the Arcane.
If you've watched Marvel, just think of the Avengers movie.
The Loki.
Oh, good. We're finally doing the important thing to have, which is a big CGI fight with a sky beam of light. Yes. We're doing it. Good. Everyone has to do it once.
Yeah, and you see these creatures coming in through these giant swirling portals.
And with that, Eclipse is going to start pulling Cricket back towards the roof exit.
Oh, get him to safety.
Yes.
Okay. Back to Dragonfly.
Yeah, I'm trying to not hit basically my child.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to either leave him here, or you're going to have to try and wake him up by either giving him a tag or giving him pain.
Slap him.
I don't want to slap him.
I will say, if you just slapped him, you wouldn't even have to roll.
Lock him in his room.
I could just slap him, or I could lock him in his room and... Okay, so I wouldn't have to roll to slap him?
Yeah, he's a child.
Yeah, okay.
It's not another super.
This. I hate this. Chase, literally, you see on his expression how pained he is, and he just brings a hand back and slaps him, and then immediately just starts apologizing, even if Nikki can't hear, he's like, I'm so, so, so sorry, you know I would never do this otherwise, I'm so sorry, he's like, already, like, apologizing.
Yeah, Nikki has a hand to his cheek, and he looks like he's going to cry, both from the pain in his cheek, but also the pain of feeling like he was not himself. The fear of not being able to control himself.
Yeah, Chase goes, I'm so, so, so sorry. You know I'd never do this otherwise. You know that, right? Right? And he's, like, cupping his face, like, instantly dropping to his knees.
He gives a very slow, like, almost unnoticeable nod.
And he's just like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. I need to head out. I need you to stay here. Stay in your room. I don't think the school's gonna have a problem considering what just happened.
Stay safe.
I will. Okay? Just lock yourself in the room, okay?
Okay. Don't be gone too long.
Promise. I'll be back before you know it. Just lock yourself in the room. If someone tries to break in here, just, you know the drill, right? Like, grab the baseball bat.
He nods again, and he runs to the kitchen, and you see him come back, and he's trying to hide it a little, but he's also very afraid. But he's got one of the kitchen knives. And he goes to the door, and he's ready to lock it when you leave.
Okay, good. I love you, kiddo.
He gives a weak smile and waves you off.
Okay, I'll be right back, I promise. And with that, Chase is running out. He had already been dressed for the day. Which means when he's dressed for the day, it means that he has the suit on.
Yeah.
He keeps it on because of the shit like this. This is exactly why.
Mm-hmm. Eclipse, you saw generally where the wave of light came from. Dragonfly, you come out, you're seeing all the stuff that I explained to Eclipse as well. Silver Bullet and Simulacrum, you too, you have been fighting off all of these civilians that and trying to get to the rooftop so that they can't follow you there. And you see the same image.
Okay.
Oh, and you two, or you three, I guess, also see the wreckage that Eclipse left once you get to the rooftops.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Should we roll a, what's the move through a crowd move? Press on. Yeah. Should we have to press on to escape all the zombie people?
Yes. Eclipse, you're already good for getting away from the people as you're up on the rooftop. Dragonfly and Silver Bullet, I'm going to need you to roll press on to make your way through the town.
Hey, that's a 10.
Oh, nice.
Guys, I leveled up.
Nice.
Yeah.
It took me this entire season.
I will say, if this session goes for 2 sessions long, I will let you level up in the middle.
Okay, so because my next roll had a -1, I got a 9 because my I had the slow tech.
Right, yeah. You had your -1 forward. So on a 7 to 9 for not press on. No, yeah, press on.
Yeah.
You take pain as established, you draw attention to yourself, you arrive at a disadvantage. Take -1 ongoing in that situation.
I think draw attention because, like, they're all going against superheroes. That's their whole thing. He's a superhero right now.
Yeah, and you're kind of a flashy one, too.
I am a bright iridescent color. Yes, I am very flashy. I am incredibly flashy.
Yeah, you've been seeing those giant monsters flying through the air, and you hear, like, this crumbling sound as you look to your left, and you see this... It looks like one of those giant worm sand monsters, but it's flying through the air, and it's scaled.
And are you talking about, like, from Beetlejuice?
Kind of.
Like, the... Oh,
the African worm cryptid.
Oh, the Mongolian death worm?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Mongolian death worm, but much bigger, and it's scaly, and it's flying.
I don't know what that looks like at all, but...
It looks like the Beetlejuice
have you,
worms.
Have you seen Tremors?
The Tremors
no!
monsters.
No! Why are you asking me if I've seen stuff?
Imagine a worm, but the front opens like a flower with teeth.
Oh, like the Demogorgon! You could have just said, okay.
So except it's a worm.
Yeah, okay.
So that is flying through the air, and it doesn't have eyes that you can tell, but somehow your suit flashing in the light of the sun catches its attention, and it turns and starts to come for you. And I'm going to need you to either press on to go faster and get away from it, or stand firm and try and just not get eaten.
Okay, stand firm because that's a big-ass thing and a massive object. So what is take +2 now with holding back a massive object? So do I add that?
Okay, sure.
Because
if you're going to try and hold it back.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's plus, well, that is a 12. I'm Gucci.
Nice.
Because of that +2, +1.
On a hit, you prevent others from passing or moving, and they are halted. Oh my gosh.
Yes! Okay!
So this thing is flying through the air, and it comes at you. Do you want to narrate it?
Yes, finally, because I've been wanting to use my super strength, and this is the first time. So Chase is flying through the air, sees this king coming directly at him, and looks around and is like, shit, if I start moving, I'm going to start drawing attention to, like, other people. It starts coming in, and he braces himself. It's like he's digging his feet into the ground, but there's no ground. He's just kind of taking that stance. And when it hits, he just pushes back as hard as he can, and those wings start going faster because they're working in overtime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he just starts shoving it in the sky. Like, he has physically dug his feet in and is shoving it. And as it does, he then directs it down to an empty street. He looks around real quick and sees just, like, a street, because people are kind of just, like, not exactly standing and watching like they normally would. And he just drives it down into the ground, and just a massive shake as that thing slams into the ground, and he lands on top of it, panting, and just goes, haven't had to do that in a while.
Yeah. So going off of that, you saw that the street was weirdly empty and threw the giant worm monster down, but also now that you're taking a moment to breathe after that intense show of strength, you do see that the ones that aren't, the civilians that aren't focusing on a hero around, are moving towards all the same direction.
Yeah, and I'm going to be flying that way as I'm making my way.
Yeah.
He stretches his arms real quick, shakes his hands out, and then just flies back up and is just going through. Finally, I got to use my super strength.
I think as you're flying, you see Laura run up onto the she's in her silver bullet costume now. She runs up onto roof and, like, waves at you. There's a guy with her.
Yeah, a guy. That's Simulacrum. You know who it is.
Is Simulacrum in his superhero suit? Or his sidekick suit, I guess?
He would have put it on, yes. Okay. He usually carries it with, or not carries it with him. He can magically put it on, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said a guy you wouldn't recognize. But if he's, yeah, you see Silver Bullet and Simulacrum together waving.
And he just goes, you good?
1 second. Can you fly me? She turns and looks at Simulacrum. I know you can fly, but, like, can you, like, pick me up and fly?
Yeah, probably.
We're good!
Okay. Just keeps going. This is not a time for idle chit-chat just yet.
Yeah, so you're going across the rooftops. You kind of catch up to Eclipse, who isn't the best at speed stuff. And definitely not the best at jumping rooftops.
No.
Yeah, but I'd say at this point, Eclipse is probably continuing to do the tightrope walk thing, as opposed to going for her car. She normally just goes for the car because a person walking across the sky between buildings is conspicuous. But right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you all catch up to each other, and you're running along, and as you... I don't know if you stopped to say anything to each other in this moment.
I think there's just a knowing, like, nod as we, like,
yeah,
we all somehow made it past. Things are very important right now.
I am thinking I would like it if all of our characters could get together and have a conversation before we go fight the big bad.
Okay. So you catch up to Eclipse and you want to pull them aside?
Yeah, once, you know, right before we kind of reach where they're all centering, Silver Bullet wiggles her arms and kind of gestures down at a roof. And has everyone meet her on the roof.
I mean, Eclipse can't fly, so Eclipse is already on the roof.
Yeah,
unless Eclipse was doing the dumb Spider-Man thing of shooting their chains into the clouds.
No, She has a negative to speed. She would not be doing anything that athletic.
Yeah. True.
She's merely, like... I mean, she's probably running, but still, yeah. Like...
Oh, you could also just have Dragonfly grab the end of one of the chains and you hang on.
That's also true.
No.
just no.
Yeah. Okay.
She has standards.
She would look too uncouth.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're all together, Silver Bullet just goes, okay, so everyone, this is Simulacrum. I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
We used to know each other from way back in the day, like Sidekick Club. Hey, what happened?
I believe it's Phantom Hex. He sent something out to possess everyone or something to kill heroes.
To what?
That does seem right. Yeah.
That's why everyone's trying to get to us, even the ordinary people.
Silver Bullet did get got and try to kill me.
We don't need to talk about who got mind freaked.
It was someone who lives with me did. I felt really bad, but I was able to fighting it off kind of hit a little hard.
I also got afflicted by it, but
everyone looks back. Yeah, we see that.
That's...
But I was able to catch when it started happening, and it seemed to be coming from this general vicinity. I kind of got a radius around of it in this general... about 4 or 5 blocks around here.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to stop a big old thing, and it, when that happened, I noticed a lot of people who weren't actively just attacking me, were walking this way. That's why I was flying this way.
Okay. So Phantom Hex is the one that killed Dr. Iconoclast, right? Or reportedly believed to?
Whether he did or did not, he was still one of the major antagonists or villains in this city, and one of the strongest, and I do believe this falls in line with what we know of his powers to be.
Okay. No, yeah, magic, that all checks out.
Yeah, also, I don't know, like, I'll be real, I don't know a lot of villains who have the strength of mind control that extends this far.
This is true. So, about the big sky worms.
Yeah, you look up and there's just dozens of them up in the air, and even a philosopher and future man, they're not exactly struggling to take them out. They're killing as many as they can and throwing them back through the portal so that they're not falling into the city and doing any more collateral damage. But there's just so many of them, and they keep coming.
I would say we go up and warn them of the situation, but if Future Man is already up there, then he must believe that him being up there is more important than him being down and looking for the source.
I will say, it does look like any time there is a brief reprieve of a moment where there is space for him to move, he tries to go down, and then more monsters swarm him.
I think it's more so, there's a lot, and more people are likely to get hurt.
Are we sure he's got that?
Unless more of you guys can fly, and I was able to take one on, and that still was a lot. I think right now leaving them might be the best bet we got.
But if it is Phantom Hex, are we certain that we could take him instead of the worms? I mean, between Phantom Hex, who might have actually killed Dr. Iconoclast, who is one of the strongest magic users I've heard of, and a couple of worms, I might rather take the worms.
Well, we're gonna have to go against it either way, and we have 2 magic users here and 2 people that can throw some hard hits and take some blows. I think for this, especially because all the people are being possessed. There are people who...
Dragonfly is right. At the very least, taking out Phantom Hex or incapacitating them would end the mind control spell. At the very least, it might get rid of the worms, too. I think our priority should be trying to deal with Phantom Hex as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I don't think this is a... we get to choose.
You're right. It did just occur to me that if this goes on too long, we may have more than just the worms to deal with when the other heroes, or I guess possessed heroes, get here and start trying to fight Future Man too.
Yeah,
Shoot. My mom was in town.
Oh, no. Shit.
As much as I don't want to even look or think about Phantom Hex, as Future Man said, it is my responsibility. I don't know about you guys, but I am going to go face off with Phantom Hex.
I'm going. Absolutely.
Me too.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
Silver Bullet puts her hand on Simulacrum's shoulder and goes, "Are you sure you'll be okay?"
We'll see when this is over, I guess.
I mean, that's what being a hero is about, right? Going in, even though it probably won't be okay.
See, I knew you were getting it.
See you on the other side.
She gets kind of just like a weird smile back, like, okay, sure.
Get no choice in this. It's either that or let the city fall at this point, and I'm not letting... There are kids out there, and we don't... Fuck. How's Cricket?
Simulacrum has kind of moved away from the group, trying to, like, take a moment to breathe and ready themselves again to face off with Phantom Hex, the person that killed their mother. And he's gone over to the other side of the roof, and he's looking out over the city. And you've come to very much to, like, the upper middle of Central Gate, where, like, all of the skyscrapers are in the middle of the city. And he's looking into those, and he kind of waves over to you guys, and he's like, "Hey, do you think this has to do with the center, maybe?" And you guys come over, and as you move to the side, your perspective changes as one of the towers moves out of your way a little, and you see all of these pieces of the skyscrapers circling around slowly in it's not fast like a tornado or anything. They're floating in the air, kind of ambly floating in a circle, these giant chunks of the towers. And as it goes on, more chunks of the towers are coming off and joining in the circle. And they're all going up into the air where you see that same glowing light at the top of it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there's no way that's not something to do with this.
Oh, I'm sure two different villains decided they were going to do their own separate. Of course it is.
It's happened before.
It has, but I think with everything, and that's a lot of magic, I think that's a little more telling than anything else in my
opinion. All right, last call. Anyone who wants to go hang out with the philosopher, here's your chance.
No.
Well, I mean, I was fighting to become the city's patron, and I figured if I did, I would have to fight Phantom Hex eventually. Might as well get it over with now.
That's the spirit.
We can't afford to let this just continue.
You know what? Let's get him back for Dr. Iconoclast.
Yeah.
Simulacrum nods and gives you all kind of a, not a reassuring smile, but we've got this kind of smile, mostly for himself. And
thank you for having my back kind of smile.
Yeah. Yeah. He appreciates you being here and not going somewhere else. And he takes off.
Wait. Wait.
Before... he takes off with Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, before Dragonfly jumps off as well, Eclipse kind of, like, she reaches out to him. She's like, you mentioned Cricket. I saw him. He's incapacitated, but he's out of danger right now.
Oh my gosh, okay. Is he okay? What happened? Oh, you know what? You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, okay, as long as he's just a kid,
he's safe.
Okay, I don't like the idea of him being out there, so as long as he's safe and, believe it or not, out of the way right now, I feel good. He's a kid without any, like, mentor, yeah?
Yeah. He's just doing it on his own.
Yeah.
Okay, then they bounce off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are all nearing the base of the circling... I don't know how to explain it, really. Just... Most fantasy video games have this level where it's all the floating rocks that you have to jump between. That's the best way I can describe it. But you guys are coming to the base of that, and you're prepping yourselves to try and get ready to either fly up or climb these or whatever's going on, and kind of marveling at how oddly beautiful it looks. The dust from the rubble has started to form these clouds that bounces the light off of them in such a serene way that if you didn't know any better, it might just look like a very beautiful city. But you do know better. And as you're nearing, you hear this voice emanating from the clouds around you. Ah, it seems that some children have passed my spell. A shame. It means you'll have to die a more gruesome death, and knowing about it. And the more portals open up around you, and these monsters crawl through. Simulacrum, hearing the voice, and seemingly having heard it before, something clicks in his mind as he puts you on the ground and flies up, leaving you there.
Oh, okay. Wait. Can I get a description on these monsters again?
Mm-hmm. So out of these kind of swirling violet and black portals, a mix of like kind of white in there too, you see three monsters come out. One of them, coming towards Silver Bullet, is a very large quadrupedal beast, like very thickly built, with massive tusks and a seemingly scaly hide with enormous claws that are almost bigger than its arms, and a scorpion-like tail with all these spikes at the end.
Ugh.
Coming towards Eclipse, you see this weirdly bird-like creature with these feathers that look sharp in a way, but not in like the knife kind of sharp way. It looks like every bristle on each of the feathers is its own little spine. And it has these hooved legs and multiple wings and a fanged beak that is far too long for its head. And coming for Dragonfly is this emaciated creature with six abnormally long webbed limbs and these kind of saber-like tusks and claws. And the webs on its arms, you're not sure how, but it's able to fly with them.
Oh no, it's the heroes versus the dark alternate versions of themselves.
Yeah!
What? No, that one has tusks.
I didn't want like a beat for beat, like you.
No.
But I wanted to get your like your vibes put into a monster.
I love that though.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the arena scene in Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Where Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Padme are, like, changed up, and they're thrown into, like, the bug people's, the Geonosians arena. Mm-hmm. And then they let out three entirely wildly different aliens that are all, like, from different planets. But, like, the fun thing is that, like, the aliens kind of, the monsters kind of match with the people they go to kill. Like, Anakin is pursued by, like, the rhinoceros one, so it's, like, this big brute that's, like, big, heavy, hard, like, that matches his, like, aggression.
Anakin pursued by a pile of sand.
And then, like, Obi-Wan gets, like, the delicate, like, stabby, knife mantis thing that's, like, very, like, spindly and dancey.
Yeah.
And Padme gets, like, the lithe, elegant saber-toothed tiger thing. Yeah. It's like that.
Almost exactly like that, yeah. So these creatures are coming towards you, and it seems like their goal is to not let you pass.
I've never actually fought one of these before, Silver Bullet says in surprise.
I didn't think you would!
Oh, I'm sure we all just skip this section of the biology textbook.
I don't think there is a big enough biology textbook for this.
As you're all chatting, these creatures leap at you, and I need you guys to stand firm.
We're saying this as we get into our fighting stances.
Yeah.
Like,
in the movie scene. But they all leap at you, and I need you to roll your various moves of what you want to do to react.
So I've got a giant toucan bird to fight. She's gonna try and swing her chains around the beak and keep it closed.
Mm. Alright. That would either be a strike or an improvise, depending if you're trying to do damage or just pin it.
I mean, we've done strike for her magic to do tags.
That's true. Yeah, you can also do tags.
Yeah, I think that was more what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 9.
On a 9, they choose 1.
I just got this image of her wrapping the chains around his beak as a, like, halter and lead, and just, like, hopping onto it.
They're gonna do, they temporarily lose an advantage or ability, which I'm gonna say is they lose the use of their beak, which was their main weapon of attack, so they're not going to be able to do damage to you right now.
Well, they do have the deadly bladed wings.
Yes, but for the most part...
But they just don't have a beak.
Yeah, but they can also tag you still, but they currently can't do pain.
I'm sure they could still peck. They just can't open their mouth and eat me.
Well, I assume you're using the chains to kind of, like, every time it comes towards you, you're pulling it away like reins.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you said mine was, like, a weird, like, six-legged with, like, webs?
Yeah, it's got, spider. Like, these, you know how some creatures have the webbing between their fingers when they're, like, swimming creatures? Like
it's a frog.
Like a platypus or a frog. It's got that, but it's also kind of like a flying squirrel where it's got it between its wrist down to its waist on all six of its wings.
Uncomfy. And I feel like Chase would say that, just go, uncomfy, before I'm gonna hit.
Alright.
I got a 9.
A 9, and you're striking?
Yeah.
Alright.
I do a hitty.
They are going to exchange pain or tags with you. But you're doing a hitty, so you're doing a pain. But this guy, it doesn't seem to have very good attacking modules. It also has, like, some fangs and claws, but they're not huge. However, they are precise. And it does manage to get them under kind of the edges of your armor, and you're going to take the bleeding tag.
Yep. Okay. Let's go.
And you do 1 damage or 2?
I don't have anything special, so I do 1.
Okay, so 1. Silver Bullet.
Silver Bullet's gonna jump up onto its head and...
Okay.
That's gonna be step 1, is leap on. onto its head.
Not press on.
I want to get away from its tusks and claws.
That's fair.
That seems like the biggest problem.
So, I think that would either be improvise or stand firm.
Could it be a press on? I got to reach a destination. Oh, by the way, I leveled up. Oh. Because it's about, press on is about reaching a destination with speed.
Yeah, usually it is a distance destination, but I think it could work.
I mean, what do we want to name? I can shadow Silver Bullet. Give me that, like I know he's got the big claws and the tusks and the scorpion tail at the back. What was the face situation? What's the boy's mug?
Yeah, it's hard to describe because in my head I've actually based it off of a design that I drew for a sci-fi setting a while back, but I just loved it so much that I wanted to bring it back for this. It kind of has, like, this... it doesn't have any fur on it. It's got, like, this kind of flat, hidey face. There's no snout or nose or anything. It's very flat-faced, and it's got, like, the two slits for where the nose is, and these large, round eyes that are almost obscured by the enormous tusks coming out of its heavy-lipped mouth.
Okay, so it almost looks like a Where the Wild Things Are wild thing.
Kind of, but minus the fur.
Alright. I'm gonna call you Stubby.
Stubby?
Yeah, because his face is all smooshed in. Alrighty.
That's cute.
She's gonna leap up on Stubby.
Alright, roll press on. I think that'll work.
Oofa doofa, I'm not rolling good today. I got a 7.
Oh boy. You get to choose one for this one. Take pain as established, draw attention to yourself, you arrive at a disadvantage, take -1 ongoing.
Oh, easy, I take pain. I bet the first thing is like I run and I leap and I somersault onto the head and I land and I'm like, haha! And then the scorpion tail just pierces into her.
Yeah, the scorpion tail gets you in the back as you're like sitting on his head trying to saddle it, and you take 1 pain.
Oh no. For the audience, my latest level up that I took earlier was I got more health. That and my rapid healing, I think I'm good on pain, I think. I don't think that's ever gonna be a problem.
The absolute tank.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, that's the whole thing, is she's like invincible or like at least heavily durable unless she's harmed by silver. And I don't think this monster scorpion tail is dipped in silver.
No, definitely not. Eclipse!
Yeah.
You are avoiding this thing's beak as it keeps trying to come at you.
I think she will move on to try and start wrapping the chains around the wings.
Kind of fully just encapsulate it in the chains.
Yeah. It's like, now that she's got the beak, she can start, like, just tangling its wings up, because it's probably flapping the wings really hard, trying to get away and pull out of the...
Yeah, and even try and just, when it gets close to you as it's trying to run and hit you with the beak, try and, like, side hit you with the wings, but you're being surprisingly nimble.
Surprisingly, with a -1 speed.
Yeah. So, I think we did strike last time, if we want to roll another strike.
Sure. Oof. Give me a moment. I'll spend a power and see if that helps.
Oh no!
It helped.
Good.
I have a 9 now.
Okay.
Hey.
It does not want to have its wings taken too, so it's going to exchange pain/tags with you. I assume if you want to give it a tag instead of pain, that's going to be one of the, what's it called? Ensnared tags? Or are you going to give it pain?
I think because its goal was to not get ensnared with the wings as well, I'll just, you know, it hurts, basically. I'm pulling on its beak. All Maybe right. the chains around the beak get even tighter as I try to do this.
All right. It is. It's also gonna get you with the pain as it pulls you in closer with the chain that you have wrapped around it, which makes you stumble, and it slashes you with one of its wings, and you take one pain. Dragonfly.
Yeah.
Same thing. It is trying to grab you as you fly in the air with its six arms.
Yeah, what Chase is going to try to do is wants to try to take out a pair of the wings.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like, because if an animal needs that many wings to fly, it means that it doesn't have the right balance to have just normally one. So if you take out a solid pair of wings, that already downs them a good bit.
Yeah, it is also a weird eldritch monster. Yeah. You don't know what this thing is.
Don't know for sure, but also, you're taking away a pair of the wings.
It crawled out of a portal. I think all reasoning on anatomy goes out the window.
Okay, but also, if you take out a pair of the wings, that means it has one less arms.
It's true.
One pair of, exactly.
That is
so
true,
there's, like, multiple reasons.
Yeah, so roll strike.
I mean, if you take out all of the wings on one side, that's only three wings.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
That is true. If you take two off of one side, it's going to have three on one side and one on the other. That's going to be weird to fly.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of taking out one side is... Whew, okay, hold on. One of your dice on any move. I want to do... a power, I think, because I don't want to take another tag. I'm very tired of that. Okay, and that's a 10!
Nice!
It worked! Okay, so with that...
So you get to choose one.
Yeah, so no more powers for me. I don't have any more. With that, I am taking off, lose an advantage or ability. I'm taking out one side of those wings.
Oh, how are you doing this?
Okay, this one, I don't know.
Break them.
I'm just doing a possible, like, this might seem a little gory, so ahead of that, I want to put that. Because this is one of those moments where it's like, I have to do this or else I might die.
Yeah, because you've been a very soft boy up to now.
Yeah.
And I made that promise to Nikki, and what he does is he manages to grab the lowest one, because that's the best advantage, and just, again, sorry, this is a little bit gory, I'm
just
sorry.
Just rips it?
Yeah! Just oh rips up! And so all that side, that one side is just gone.
Yeah. It screeches, and it starts to fall. And you didn't really notice till now because you've been up on the rooftops and you haven't had to worry about what was below you as long as nothing came up to you. But as it's falling to the ground, you're like, nice, I did it. It's done. It'll die when it hits the ground. You realize you remember all those people were coming to the middle of the city and they are crowded beneath the swirling pile of rocks.
At least I know what I'm gonna do next. Because I have something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. We're all on these, like, floating, swirling sky builders while this is happening, like, in the rubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at least I have something.
Silver bullet.
So I'm assuming my spent tag means that I would take a minus to, like, might or, like, attack rolls, right?
Let's see. You're exhausted by overreaching yourself. You can't make style moves.
Oh, okay, that's not nearly as bad as I thought. All right. Well, I set up this whole cool thing. I might as well lean into it. Now that Silver Bullet's on the back and she's been stabbed through with the tail, she's going to grab the tail.
Oh!
And she wants to take the tail and shove it into the boy, into Stumpy.
Okay. Interesting. I would say improvise, except improvise doesn't have the right consequences for that on a fail. So I think that is still a strike.
Okay, she's, yeah. Well, I'm good at strike. Hey, does this count as striking a target barehanded?
I don't think so, because it is damaging itself. Also, I'm pretty sure these are style moves.
Oh!
Yeah.
I've misunderstood. Oh, this is all terrible. I thought they're called advanced moves. That's what they're called. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's basic moves, advanced moves, which are basic but better, and your style moves, which are your special moves.
That's bad. That's bad. Okay. Oh, I need to get rid of that tag. Well, I really did bad on that roll, but I'll just take it. I rolled a 6.
Ooh.
She's still a little too tired. She can't wrestle Stumpy like she thought she could.
Oh, on a 6.
Yeah, full failure.
Mm-hmm.
She grabs the tail and then just it all goes wrong.
Yeah, kind of like a bull in an arena. It starts to buck and try and get you off. And you, in trying to grab onto the tail, just made hanging on worse for yourself. And it flings you off of it. And you go flying into another one of the floating rocks. And you are taking a pain.
Okay. That's fine. That's cool. Oh, I can't heal myself because I can't use style moves.
Uh-huh. You gotta use steal yourself to get rid of that tag.
Oh, this pain is saying, yeah, you know what? I think I know what she'll do on her next turn.
Eclipse, what are you doing?
She's getting a little up there on the pain. I think after she kind of got hit by that thing, she's gonna try and fall back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna go for a steal yourself.
Okay.
Just because she's at half. This is not good. We aren't even fighting the big bad. Like.
Yeah, this is just the warm-up. These are the grunts.
So she's gonna try and steal herself before she gets on to the next thing. And that is, so yourself is a mite. So that is a 9.
Okay, so you remove one pain or tag, but take either -1 forward, or you lose the use of one style move for the rest of the scene.
Oh.
That's all right. I'm going to lose the use of my gadgeteer gadget style.
There you go. All right.
I don't need that.
So, like, does your belt get ripped off by the bird?
Probably, yeah.
So she's taking a moment to recover from getting the wind knocked out of her, and she realizes that
I think as you jump away from the bird to try and, like, take a moment to ready yourself, it tries to snap at you with its beak, and manages to hook its beak under your, do you have a belt? Or where are you keeping it?
I imagine she'd have a laptop bag that, is maybe under her cloak.
Yeah, it manages
to... So maybe it catches onto that.
The tip of it tears through your cloak and manages to catch onto your bag, and it pulls it with it.
Yeah, and she's like, screw the bag and the laptop, so she throws that away as it pulls it off.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going down for that.
Yeah, and it's kind of taking a moment to shake off the excess cloth and the bag and... That gives you enough time to...
It thought it had me, but it's actually just a laptop.
So that gives you enough... That distraction gives you enough time to heal.
Nice. I get one pain.
Nice. Dragonfly! It is falling towards the civilians and will crush them if you don't do anything.
I'm going to go down to start rescuing the people. Because that's... I have a savior move, and those are...
You're welcome.
Innocent bison. Yeah, good. That's a 12, and I regain my power, because I have savior. When you rescue innocent bystanders on a hit, you also recharge.
Nice.
So that power is back.
On a hit, they are safe for now, and any threat is halted. So, you go down, and you, With your suit and your wings, you're able to speed past the falling monster as it plummets to the ground to these civilians, and you sweep under it and whisk them all away before it splats on the ground and makes a crater in the ground where it hit.
Oh, it was weirdly heavy?
Yeah!
I don't like that. I don't like that it's like flapping and flying around and then it hits the concrete and then it's just like a bag of weights. Just...
Yeah. And you do have to quickly put the people down because they are biting and clawing at you.
Yeah. He does that and then he's gonna fly back up.
Yeah, well done. You did it.
Yeah.
Silver Bullet, you are on a different parallel rock.
She's just, like, in a crater. Just a Silver Bullet-shaped crater on this rock, getting whipped around, like, watching her friends get beat up and fly around, and Future Man and Philosopher fight a bunch of sky worms. And...
Yeah, seeing Philosopher fight the sky worms, well, the sky... eldritch creatures. They're not all worms. But just seeing Philosopher fight them is so weird because he'll just go up to them and not sure what's happening, but they'll start to squeal and screech and writhe and then he'll just kind of punt it through a portal.
Just psychic damage to them. He's casting vicious mockery in their head.
They have that effect. They have that effect on people.
Silver Bullet just takes a deep breath, reaches deep down to the wolf spirit, and is just like, alright, let's... Oh, come on. She got a 6 again, and she...
Oh, no!
Do you have a power? Do you have a power?
Yeah, but I'm holding on to it.
Probably. Do you not have something to recharge your power?
Yeah. You got it in one.
Damn, Riley.
I don't care. It's fine.
It? What do I want it to do?
Yeah,
I was rolling,
Steal Yourself.
Steal Yourself, because I wanted to get rid of that tag.
Mm-hmm. So definitely you don't manage to get rid of the tag.
I'm aware. There's just a shot of Stumpy leaps into the air, and then Stumpy just crashes into the crater.
No. Yeah.
Stumpy just, like, sidekicks me through the concrete.
It's not exactly the most agile of creatures, but it's kind of like an excited dog that wants to get through a gate. It's like hopping and like also in a way kind of doing the cat thing of readying as if to jump at the same time, but then it throws its head forward to the ground and throws its tail up in the air and several of the spines on its tail fling at you. And it doesn't quite do damage to you, but you are going to take the bleeding tag.
Which is not great. It's not great.
How did my bleed? It pierced my skin?
It pierced through you, and you can pull it out perfectly fine, but even though you heal up, it feels wrong.
Yeah, she like pulls
him out. Internal bleeding.
That shouldn't happen. Are these laced with silver or something?
I feel like this is definitely just, they are magic.
Ow.
Eclipse. You healed up a little.
Yeah. And I think she's ready to do something wild.
Oh, do tell.
You know how I joked about her jumping on its back and flying it?
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
She's gonna do a, like, Sozin's Comet, fly one ship into the other.
Interesting.
At least that's her goal. I'm gonna say that's improvise.
Yeah, I think that is improvise.
And I really hope that she rolls a good roll, because this is risky.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I don't care if you want to be like, you take 2 damage from crashing into the ground. I'll fail this. Which I didn't.
What'd you get?
I got, it's a plus genius, an 11.
Oh my gosh! Your plan succeeds and you may halt a mob, ignore a limitation, or remove an obstacle. This is labeled obstacle number 2.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Enough.
Yeah. You know what? She's gonna, like, if she can't sear this thing into one of the other beasts, she's steering it straight into the ground and killing it.
Yeah, you know what? Because that other creature is right on the edge where it threw Silver Bullet off. You can steer it into that creature that is very off balance right now from flinging its tail up in the air and just punt them both off the edge.
She is doing that. And it is heckin' cool.
It yeah. is heckin' cool.
She's got her chains all over the place. They're like the broken ones draped around the wings that didn't work. The beak ones, then it's like beak is tied so tightly down to its neck.
Yeah, and because you rolled well on that, I'm going to say you managed to punt them off and they land about in the same crater that Dragonfly had thrown the other one.
Yes. It's also tagged with Hexed.
They're dead.
Yeah, I know. But I don't really get to tag things with Hexed very often because I barely roll tens.
Yeah, you're lucky that you rolled well. Otherwise, you would have gone down with them.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, Jamie, you have full power to do that if I roll that well, because this is a bad idea.
Yeah, you did it, though.
I did it!
Obstacle 2 has been completed.
It goes over the edge, and she's just like, oh my gosh, that actually worked.
You all take a moment to breathe after that stressful situation, and you remember what's happening. You look up, and you see what you think is Simulacrum up there, trying to fight Phantom Hex.
Dragonfly cracks his neck, probably, looks at both of them and is just like, we're still doing this, yeah?
Yeah, how good are you at flying? Could you possibly carry 2 other grown adults?
I mean, I was able to, stop one of those giant worm things. I think I should be able to.
That's true. Strong.
That giant worm thing hasn't been eating churros all week.
I feel like Dragonfly looks at a clue from it. Are you really, like, I have super strength, what?
I'm roasting myself. Come on, let's go.
But then Dragonfly turns to Silver Bullet and goes, do you need a moment? Like,
what? No, I can, I'm gonna just.
How about you, like, before. I feel like you need to take, like, a moment. Just before we go up there. To be the best help to Simulacrum.
I'm gonna be real. I didn't see Stumpy get got. I was resting my eyes.
Silver Bullet.
She gets up. She's not looking good. Like, it looked like she was maybe passed out a little. In the crater.
We need to get this done. And I know you. Your friend is there. Take a moment and try to see. You have a healing thing. I don't know what. But just take a moment for yourself, okay?
Oh, yeah. Just give me a moment to activate my super cool, always reliable, incredibly useful werewolf powers.
I'll give you another chance to do steal yourself.
Let's go.
I wish I could give, like, a help.
Oh!
Oh my gosh!
What?
Oh, wait, actually. Yeah, you can roll support.
Yeah,
Yeah, because I rolled a 6.
Yeah.
So, it says, when you support another hero, they can either take +1 respect with you, then roll plus stat plus respect to make their move, or you recharge,
and I recharge
your power, or they take a push forward. If they miss while making that move, you lose a -1 respect with that hero. A push would be that add a rerolling, right?
Yes.
I think I'll just take the +1.
Not a push. I believe you roll a 3rd die and take the 2 highest.
Oh. But it's a, okay. If it's up to you, Riley. This is me doing a support.
Yeah.
So either take your roll and add respect to that roll. Or
I don't have any respect with Dragonfly right now.
You gain one respect, so you would add one. So that would make it a 7.
Yeah, let's play it safe. I'll take the 7. I don't want to risk it. I'm rolling, like, terrible tonight.
Okay, so you're taking that 7. Okay.
So in a 7 to 9, remove one pain or tag, but take -1 forward, or lose the use of one style move for the rest of the scene.
I'm going to remove one tag and take -1 forward.
I was going to say, maybe you should take off the tag that prohibits you from your style moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm taking away spent. I can, yeah.
Yeah, because bleeding, if you did that, you would take another pain. You would when you remove bleeding.
Yeah, so take bleeding's that spent. Fun.
Yeah, I will say, if I come out okay, I can take, I'll eventually take that. But I'm okay mm-hmm. right now. I'll take the internal bleeding. That's where all the blood's supposed to be, right?
So, Dragonfly, you pick everyone up and you're flying up, right?
Yeah.
I need you to roll press on.
Figured. That's a speed, so I have a +1 to that. Yeah, I got an 8. I think I'm gonna keep that. I'll keep that power for now, so I got an 8.
So you choose one, take pain. Draw attention to yourself. You arrive at a disadvantage.
Okay.
Take -1 ongoing.
Ah.
So, do you want to get hit by a rock, have more monsters to fight, or just be slow because you're carrying 2 people?
I think be slow because you're carrying 2 people.
I was going to say be slow. Yeah, so I'll have that -1.
That's got to be the best call, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be slow.
You just get beat up by a rock that hits you.
I'll be slow, yeah. I'll
okay, so slow. You're going to take -1 ongoing for the rest of this session, which is the scene.
Okay, so that's fine.
You make it to the top, and there's kind of this plateau of various rooftops that have been kind of stuck together in a mishmashed patchwork of roofs. And on it, you see this cloaked figure. It is this deep violet cloak with the hood up. There is a bird skull mask with cracked mirrors in the eyes. And coming out of the cloak are these gnarled black hands. And they are holding Simulacrum up with their magic, and Simulacrum is not looking good.
Okay.
Dragonfly's just like, I can try to drop one of you in. Just drop one of you down in there. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm not skilled with aerial fights.
Put me in, coach.
Are you good? You'll be okay?
I'm always good. I can heal. And yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it coming back.
Okay, so then be prepared. I'm going to literally hover and drop you in. Got it? Surprise.
Yep.
Okay.
Just throw me.
For real?
Let's go.
Toss me.
Wait. Just drop me in. Drop me in. Don't throw me at him. Just drop me in.
Okay. And with that, I am literally... Dragonfly flies over and is literally dropping Silver Bullet.
Okay. So you come in with the superhero pose. Knee to the ground, other knee up, hand in front. Looking cool as hell, but also you kind of stumble a little.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. She gets up and... points at Phantom X.
Ah, seems you made it to the top, I see.
If you wanted to kill a sidekick today, I'm right here.
You're not the one I'm after.
Oh yeah, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
He's so out of practice, though. Where's the... Where's the clout in killing him?
It's not Simulacrum I'm after. I'm after his mother's power.
And you do kind of notice that now that you're closer, that the magic that they are holding up Simulacrum with seems to be sucking some kind of aura out of him, and it's coming into Phantom Hex's hand.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure this has been a long time in the making, right? Right? Bet you've worked hard on this. I mean, you had to kill off Dr. Iconoclast. You must have took her power.
Didn't think she had a son.
You've been working on this for so long, I bet you'd love to get recognized for it. I mean, you know, how about you just...
I don't care what your morals or your ideals are in this world. I'm just here for what's mine.
Are you sure about that? I don't think that's yours. Like, that's a whole living person.
Silver Bullet whispers, I'm trying to get the monologue in.
I've been through this before.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you, Robin Mag, and I'll Never Tell 3 for supporting us through our Patreon. If you want to support our podcast as well, you can head over to our website, mxpcrew.com, where you can find our Patreon link on the very first page. We offer shoutouts to our patrons, as well as behind-the-scenes information and monthly stickers. You can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr for all your social media needs. If you like our show and have been thinking about podcasting yourself, I highly recommend starting on Buzzsprout. MXP started on YouTube, and let me tell you, it was extremely difficult uploading 1 to 2 hour long videos at a time in a timely manner. But working on Buzzsprout has been insanely helpful and fast. Buzzsprout helps you list your podcast in every major podcasting platform, as well as provide super affordable monthly payments. I totally forget that I'm paying for it because of how cheap it is. You even get a free, great-looking, pre-made website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, and my personal favorite part, detailed analytics to see how people are listening. If you follow the link in the description and sign up for at least 2 months, not only do you get a $20 Amazon gift card, but you will also be supporting our podcast as well. Thank you for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.
I've been through this before.
Oh, there it is.
Damn it! You pulled me out of it.
I'm sorry, that was really funny. That was
really funny. Oh no, what was I doing? Where was I? Who am I?
I've been through this before.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
Phantom Hex was about to start their evil villain monologue.
What's the plot? What did I write?
You see, I'm a material.
Oh no, I've completely lost it.
Oh no!
How about I start the monologue for you and then you can finish it?
No.
Ever since I was a young...
When I was a young boy. My father.
Oh, terrible.
And that's when I was bitten by a radioactive...
wizard.
And I realized my life's purpose was to... Of course, Dr. Iconoclast was in the way because...
This is one of those... What's those word games you play in the car?
Mad Lib.
It's a Mad Lib.
So I had no other choice.
The villain's ad lib. We need to make that a book.
You're all terrible.
Just like a little tabletop role play. No, guys, this is an actual pitch. Okay, a tabletop role play that is a villain or hero monologue, but it's ad lib style.
Terrible.
I'm writing it down. Don't die.
Oh no, we've killed my wife.
I'm dying. Goodbye.